KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Good evening and welcome to KSL at Night. I'm your host this evening, Leah Murray. I am KSL's resident political science professor. And I'm going to just tell you what, settle in for the best radio you possibly could be listening to for all the things you need to know. And if you've missed out on any of our shows or you're driving, you want to check back in to learn more or listen more closely, you can always go back and listen to it on KSLpodcast.com after our shows have been aired. Just look up KSL at Night. All right, let's get into what maybe is the top issue in America right now. Immigration, one of the top concerns for U.S. voters as we head into our next national election. And a lot of politicians have been trying to figure out how to solve what probably has been, you know, a top issue for America for, you know, decades, if not the entire time we have been a country. Over the weekend, our Congresswoman Celeste Molloy paid a visit to Sierra Vista, a border town in southeastern Arizona. Congresswoman Molloy, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
I'm excited to be here with you.
Thank you. Can you tell us about, so a little bit, let's just dive into this issue. This is your second border trip. I think you went to Texas, and then now you're in Arizona. First, kind of tell us what you're seeing. Does that make sense? Like what is happening at the border? And then maybe dive into how, you know, like what it looks different, like how Arizona looks a little different from what you saw when you were in Texas.
Yeah, I wanted to see, when I was in Texas, I heard that the border problems in Arizona were different than the border problems in Texas. So I knew I wanted to go see it for myself. And it did look very different. When I was in Texas, we spent a lot of time talking about asylum seekers and masses of people coming over the border and how many people they had to process, how many people the Border Patrol was trying to round up. In Arizona, the conversation was very different. They talked about smugglers coming across the border with drugs. They talked about people who are trying to get across the border and disappear, not necessarily asylum seekers. And the way they handle those are very different. And so it was educational that way, that when we talk about border problems, the border is long and different parts of the border have different problems.
I think that is so interesting, actually, right? So right there, I was wondering, I feel like I'm not sure who's supposed to solve the problem, Congresswoman Molloy, right? Like, should it be the federal government? Maybe it's supposed to be states, but it feels like it's federal. But then what you just said sounds like different states have different issues. And so maybe the states should be given more leeway. Can you help us or help me just kind of understand, you know, whose job is it? Which maybe it's many, many people's job. And that's a complicated question.
Yeah, no, it is clearly the federal government's job. This is an international border. And that's one of the things the federal government is actually required to do is, you know, immigration and national security. So the federal government should be doing this job. And the federal government should be nimble enough to do the job differently in Texas than in Arizona. And part of the problem we talked about in Arizona is that the feds aren't communicating very well with local law enforcement. They're not sharing information very well with the local law enforcement. And that creates an even bigger problem than they'd have if they were just talking to each other and we still had this administration that is not using the tools they have at their disposal to try to control the border. And so the states are having to step up and do the federal government's job, but it shouldn't be on their shoulders to do this. This is clearly a federal responsibility.
All right. So I thank you. That makes total sense to me. So how would it look? Because I feel like in the last couple of weeks, maybe I'm watching like a 60 Minutes Congresswoman and they were interviewing Border Patrol and they were talking about how they don't have a lot of direction from the Biden administration. Right. So I want to be clear. I'm pulling that, you know, from my memory. So just talk to us about what is happening. I feel like in the article you had said that I was reading on KSL.com that you had said you didn't see a single Border Patrol agent, but someone else told you it's because they were doing processing. I'm just kind of wondering if this were working well, right, between the federal government and local law enforcement, like what would you expect to see and how should it be operating?
If this were working well, we'd have general control over our border. There's always going to be somebody trying to come across illegally, But if we had general control, the Border Patrol agents that we have would be out picking up the people who are coming across illegally. The problem right now is we have so many people coming across that the Border Patrol can't arrest people and process people. They just don't have enough agents. So adding more agents only tries to deal with the problem at the level we have. What we need to do is enforce the law, be sending people back if they're coming here illegally, requiring people to remain in Mexico until they get asylum, instead of having them all coming across our border. We're just overwhelmed. And we have, you know, in Arizona, we have people who are professionals at sneaking people across that border. It's not like people are just walking across the border and they don't know what they're doing and they're easy to pick up. People are being smuggled across the border by people who know exactly how to smuggle them across the border.
Right. And I guess, I mean, maybe I feel like this, what you talked about, how in Texas, people were seeking asylum. In Arizona, it just sounds like criminal activity. A little bit, I'll be honest with you and say I'm a little more sympathetic, you know what I mean, to asylum seekers, because I feel if you're trying to get here and it's bad where you were, I understand that. But how do we manage... Right. Like what is like how do we goodness, this is such a hard question. But Congresswoman, how do we fix that? Right. So how do we get people, you know, to stay where they are, or how do we make sure that they're not coming across the border? Because there's like a million migrants just this year. And I hear you completely when you say we're overwhelmed. Do we need help from other nations? I mean, like, how could we negotiate this to make it better?
No, we just need to start enforcing the laws we already have. All of the same authorities we had 4 years ago, we have now. None of them have been rescinded, and we had much better control over the border 4 years ago. We need to be sending people back across the border when we pick them up. We're not doing that. We need to require people to remain in Mexico until they get granted asylum. We're not doing that. We're letting them come here and apply for asylum. And so the incentive structure is all wrong, and the numbers are way too high.
Yeah, and I understand, too, we've talked on this show a number of times, like the cartel, right, is involved in it, right? And so that there's go ahead, tell us about that.
No, the cartels are involved, different cartels on different parts of the border, and I think that's part of the reason that it's not the same problems law enforcement is seeing, it's because they're dealing with different cartels. But they do have control south of the border, and we don't have control north of the border. And the combination of those two things is what's causing this problem. And one of the things that I saw on both border trips that I keep talking about because I think it's so important, if you think that the humanitarian thing to do is to just leave the border open and let people come here, you need to go down and see what's happening at the border, because by not controlling our border, we've created a market for the cartels south of our border. And the things that are happening are absolutely inhumane. Cartels are holding people for ransom and hurting them and hurting their kids until they get paid. They're putting people in trunks and sending them across the border in cars and telling the driver of the car, do not stop for law enforcement no matter what. And they're getting in high-speed chases with human beings in the trunk. The things that are happening because we don't have control of our border are not humane for someone who's trying to come here for a better life.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for that right there, right? That we are actually maybe causing a humanitarian crisis by not enforcing our laws. I appreciate that point. Congresswoman Malay, can you tell us, and I've only got like a minute left with you, what is the next step? Like, what could we do to make our government enforce these laws?
Well, Congress can pass laws and then the administration has to enforce them. And right now we have a Secretary of Homeland Security who's telling the agencies not to enforce the laws the way they're written. And so one of the things we can do is impeach him. We didn't change anything. I'm afraid the only way we're going to get this fixed is with an election. We need a different person in the White House, so we have different directions coming from the administration.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman Celeste Malloy. I appreciate the conversation and thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Next up on KSL at Night, the Census Bureau is changing how it categorizes people, starting with the next census in 2030. We're going to get into it after the break.